Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jackson. Yeah. I appreciate the Phil Collins, but we were talking about a specific song because of the Wiggy article.
Oh, against all odds.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What did you think I was just studio? What did you think I was just moved to request Phil Collins based on the fact that Wiggy was in a Boston Globe magazine?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with the Phil Collins catalog as much as I should be.
I know you're not, but I'm right here. You can ask.
I'm not either, Jack.
Came back with a good Phil Collins song.
No. That is the worst. That might be the worst song.
Oh, you don't like that one?
Worst song ever recorded.
Oh, wow.
I hate Susu Studio or whatever.
I'm sorry.
That's awful. That's awful, my lord.
Duly noted.
Turning into a pretty nice day here at the Brunswick.
Yeah, where's the heckler now?
Yeah, you guys, go ahead. You're here, and you took the morning off, so make some noise for yourselves.
100%. Beautiful day.
It is.
Great crowd here at the Brunswick for Roadshow number 4, and it is brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England, by Harbor One Bank. They know your business like nobody's business. By Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be. And by Land Rover Norwood, where everything is different. And this is Chris in the car. Chris, good morning.
Morning, guys. Hey, love the show. Listen to you guys every morning. Wiggy, you're the man. Let me tell you, you're my idol, but I have to get something out of my chest. I'm also an East Boston native. Grew up Patriots fan, everything. I saw him one time at the Reggie Lewis Center. He was working for Jam, and I waited in line, asked him for an autograph, and the guy denied me an autograph.
No way.
Yeah, it's cap.
What?
Because I never worked for Jammin', and I never did an autograph signing at the Reggie Lewis Center.
I don't know. The man says you denied him an autograph.
I give everybody autographs. I hand out 8x10s. My mother says, be concerned when they stop asking you for your autograph.
Right. Chris, maybe like his vehicle, his pen was out of gas, maybe. you ever think of that, maybe? You would never do that.
Especially if we was at the Reggie Lewis Center. Right. I'm definitely signing autographs.
I don't believe that.
No.
That was a long way to get there.
I don't buy it. Coming up, we need volunteers for Truth or Fraudulent, little game that we play with Wiggy on this show. And if you are able to beat Wiggy when it comes to your knowledge of the beautiful state of Maine, then you will go home with a rare, limited edition Greg Hill Show Roadshow Trucker Hat, the Seaport Connects version. Ken has a bunch of those. And so we will do that coming up at 7:20. And then we'll get to, I guess we should probably get to, they said it at about 7:40 or so this morning, 7:45 this morning. Couple leads left. Wiggy, your lead this morning?
All right, good morning. So I know Curtis is probably right when it comes to NBA Finals ratings, because there's no real star power matchup. SGA is a great basketball player, but there's really no star power matchup because Curtis even brought this up. At least with Tatum, there's negativity there, so people tune in to maybe see him not play well or
to fail.
Yeah, to fail. So, and I think, you know, Tyrese Halliburton's a good player. He's an all-star caliber player, but I just don't think he has that star power when you start to think of like a Steph Curry or LeBron James or Kevin Durant in the NBA Finals. But I will say this, if the games continue to go like they did game one, where it's a close game and it comes down to, you know, a last second shot to win, to tie, I think the people are going to tune in to watch that type of basketball where at least it's close, where at least it's a good series. So I'm hoping – I don't have a dog in a fight. I don't care if Indiana wins. I don't care if Oklahoma City wins. Once the Celtics are out, I can give two issues. I just want to see a good series and good basketball. And if we can get what we got last night, even though Oklahoma City led the basically 99% of the game, Indiana can is scrappy enough where they can make games interesting, which hopefully will help with the NBA ratings, but it'll help people who are basketball fans enjoy a good series.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, what?
I was just going to say, I think you're right on. Last night was great, and I don't personally care. I was listening to Arcan driving back from the Cowbell, and it was this like massive straw man argument that like, if you hate this matchup because of TV markets, it's like, no. The league hates the matchup. The league is going to get lower ratings than if this was the Celtics and the Lakers. That's all it is. But the reality is they just signed a 10-year new TV contract, so it's probably not going to be that big of a deal in the first place. But anybody that brings up the market sizes are just people that understand how that affects the overall viewership of a game. And no matter what Adam Silver says
about the NFL.
Well,
I was going to ask, we were talking about Adam Silver yesterday, who said that if this were Green Bay Steelers – in the Super Bowl, everybody would love it.
Right?
Do you disagree with that?
But the Wiggy was spot on this. Those are two teams steeped in tradition.
Yeah.
They're maybe the two winningest franchises with the Patriots and the 49ers in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
Right.
Oklahoma City literally just got basketball.
Yeah. He would have to say if it was Jacksonville and let's see, NFC.
Carolina.
And Carolina, like the ratings would not be the same.
Also, the Super Bowl is completely different.
No.
It's because it's one game.
Right.
And it's an event. It's a worldwide event.
Right.
And Adam Silver's lying to you when he says they're happy with this. He's saying that because he's the commissioner of the league. They don't want this matchup.
The NBA wants star power, drama, entertainment. If this was Cleveland, Oklahoma City, at least Donovan Mitchell, I think, is a big enough superstar where you go, oh, I want to see Donovan Mitchell versus SGA. I just feel like with Indy, just because their star power is not that great, that's what hurts part of the NBA.
This is Dave. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just want to touch on the Breslau Cora thing. You know, Breslau's got to stop micromanaging Cora. Cora's a great manager, but he's got to be left to do his own job. Breslau's in his ear. He's calling him. If he wants to manage, he should be the manager. These guys are professional athletes. They got to this level because they know how to play baseball. I take Christian Campbell, for example. This guy was a great hitter at the beginning of the year. So now all of a sudden you're going to tell him, oh, you shouldn't swing on this count. You know, this guy pitches this way. This analytics thing, it's out of control. These guys need to be left alone. Let them play the game. They know how to play. They got to the highest level of their profession. And it's getting kind of tiresome to watch this thing. But Breslau needs to just get out of his ear. Let Cora manage. Go get some more talent for him. I don't know. It just gets frustrating.
No, Dave, that brings me to my lead. So real quick, because we're up against it and we want to get to truth or fraudulent, but yesterday was very frustrating when Craig Breslau was on this show and we talked to him about Driveline. And so he is making it out to be like it's not some big mysterious philosophy that they have adopted. It's just one tiny little piece of information that they listen to occasionally. They are, Kevin Millar said it on this show yesterday, and I get it, old head take, and I'm right there with him. I'm not quite 60, but I'm getting there.
Adjacent.
Adjacent. 60 adjacent. They do not allow the human element to be a part of this baseball team. Whether it's Alex Cora managing, whether it's a guy who wants to swing at a pitch because he has swung at that same pitch since he was 8 years old. It's ruining the game of baseball. And with regard to the Red Sox, and Craig Breslow, he can dance around it however he wanted to on this show yesterday, has no answer when you say, hey, what's up with Driveline? Is it maybe, you know, was it maybe not the best thing to go and grab everybody who works for that organization and make them your hitting instructors? And he can turn around and say to you all he wants that, you know, it's one part of what they do. They're not hitting the baseball when they need to hit the baseball and advance the runner.
Right.
It's just not working for them. And for whatever reason, he doesn't want to talk about going away from it.
Yeah.
Even for a minute. Like, we allow somebody to manage the baseball team who you've hired to manage the baseball team and you're paying millions of dollars.
Yeah, I feel like watching the NBA Finals game one last night, like the analytical people, I understand it should be a part of the pie. But there was a palpable feeling in that fourth quarter that the Pacers had regained control of the game. Mm-hmm. That they, I don't think they had a lead all day until the end of the game.
No, they didn't.
So, like, it was like you could, it was almost slow motion. It was sort of like those Knicks-Celtics games. Analytics in those moments should be thrown in the trash. It doesn't account for stress, clutch and late. It doesn't account for how you're doing that night, how you're feeling, what's going on. Like, the reason why Francona was so perfect to be the manager that took this team to end the 86-year drought is because he used intuition. He developed great relationships with his players. They trusted him. He trusted them. When you use analytics and it's entirely computer-based, you don't gain any of that relationship.
Well, based on what Milan said, he said, hey, just Tito, get the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
And if we do what they should do after talking to Milan, they should hire Manny as the hitting coach. Because if they, you know, if you want somebody,
would he show up for every game?
I mean, he might not show up for every series, but Milan told us when he does show up, I mean, he knows
everything.
He's every little detail and that kind of thing.
But do you think there are guys on that team? I don't know, but do you think there are guys on that team who put as much effort and prep as Manny did? I mean, Kevin Millar was talking yesterday about Manny Ramirez knowing every single thing about who may come out of the bullpen in the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning. Like, knowing everything about any pitcher that he might possibly face. Like, or do they just rely on Driveline and those guys to say, hey, you know, you might swing at this because your exit velo is going to be, you know, 14.7 miles per hour. Like,
I think they do. I think they do. They don't put as much time as a guy like Manny, and like even in football and other sports, because they have these guys that come up in with this spreadsheet that says, here's what he throws on his first pitch.
Exactly.
So they probably don't do as much studying because they're basically almost being handed these answers based on percentages of what the analytics are telling them.
All right, well, those are our leads. We are in Old Orchard Beach, Maine, and it is roadshow number 4. And I got to tell you, rain or shine, you guys come out. It's turning into a beautiful day. We will be here tomorrow for our annual Beach Cornhole Tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. Live Ken and Curtis show here tomorrow from 9 to 12. A little barbecue at the shack tonight.
I'm jacked and pumped.
All right.
It was a great day yesterday. Yeah. And back, by the way, back-to-back Saturdays I'll be at Greg Hill events. So we'll be at Wellfleet next week for the Raw Bar.
Yeah, Rock and Raw.
Finally a bar I can go to.
Yes. That is correct. We will not overserve you on shrimp.
Thank you. Thank you. No, it's going to be awesome tomorrow. Yeah. Huge crowd.
All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. I owe Wiggy $200, as Aaron Rodgers has agreed to a one-year deal with the Steelers. So pending a physical, he will be in Pittsburgh next season. It will be a week one showdown between Rodgers' new team and his old, the Jets, in New York.
I'd like that in all $1 bills, too.
Okay, perfect. The Pacers.
What do you expect from him? Year older?
I expect him to be better in the sense because of the couple of reasons.
Coaching,
right? Better defense, so giving him more opportunities. Well, the Jets had a good defense too, but I just think the coaching the whole Mike Tomlin coaching staff is going to put them in better situations, especially offensively. I think it's Arthur Smith who's the offensive coordinator down there, and he's had a good track record as an offensive coordinator.
Does Aaron Rodgers make it through a whole, or I should say Mike Tomlin, make it through a whole season managing the personality that is Aaron Rodgers?
Can we not be accused of having hindsight? I think we agree this is an awful move for the Steelers. Mike Tomlin is an underrated coach,
right,
who has made the playoffs on bad teams. We've seen bad teams, and guess what? They don't make the playoffs. And I feel like this is a Hail Mary.
Who's to say that by week five, Aaron Rodgers isn't trying to get Mike Tomlin
fired? He'll be fine.
Fired.
He'll
week five. By week two.
Yeah, but Mike Tomlin isn't going anywhere. I think that Mike Tomlin is strong enough and well-respected enough that if he says Aaron Rodgers is a douche and I'm going to sit him and bring in somebody else, he can do that.
And I think Aaron Rodgers won't do what he did with Robert Saleh with Mike Tomlin. And if Mike Tomlin can handle Antonio Brown, he can handle anybody. Yeah. I mean, let's keep it a buck there. If you can handle Antonio Brown, say what you want about Aaron Rodgers. He might be a dink, but he's not even on the level of Antonio Brown. So if you can handle him for all those years,
but why doesn't
get him to play at an elite level, you'll be fine.
But why doesn't Tomlin get credit for that? In hindsight, that is an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah.
How many years was he in Pittsburgh?
Because here's the thing, I think, with Tomlin, and you know, the bat signal goes out to Derek, the Steelers fan, and a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers fans. He's like a great regular season coach that gets you to the playoffs, but they don't win in the playoffs. So except for that one year where they were able to win the Super Bowl, it's been, I don't know, I think they're like one of the longest losing streaks as far as a playoff win in the NFL right now. It's been like 9 years or something.
Their last playoff win was the week before the AFC Championship in 2016 when they lost.
Right. I mean, I think even at least the Dallas Cowboys have won playoff games. And I think that becomes the issue with Steelers fans is that you get us there, great, but can you get us over the top?
Yeah.
Well, the Pacers took game one against the Thunder, 111-110 in OKC, thanks to a Halliburton shot with 0.3 left to play. Game two is on Sunday. The Red Sox are in New York to take on the Yankees. First pitch at 7:05 with Walker Buehler getting the start, opposing Will Warren. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Join Christian Arcan on the Mass Mutual pregame show. Tonight, the Stanley Cup Finals continues in Edmonton. The Oilers lead the Panthers after game one. Puck drop tonight at 8 p.m. And homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, they're honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. We are at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach, roadshow number 4. And we need contestants for Truth or Fraudulent with Wiggy. So the barista, where is our bland manager?
Right there.
Okay. Ken Laird will grab the microphone, and we're going to find out how much Wiggy knows about Maine and how much you know about Maine when we play Truth or Fraudulent coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is turning into a beautiful morning here at the Brunswick on Old Orchard Beach in Maine. Roadshow number 4. I want to thank the crew at Hancock Lumber because they stopped by with this hat for Dress Greg and $100. So thanks to those guys. And you can, I will wear anything you want as long as you're willing to make a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation. You could just go to thegreghillfoundation.org and check out Dress Greg. I also, as long as we're offering thanks, I want to thank our syndication partner up here, Atlantic Coast Radio. Those guys are always great hosts. They threw a great event last night.
Awesome.
At the Cowbell. And I want to thank John Van Hoogenstein and Morgan, who's the head sales weasel guy over there, and they are just they are so gracious every time we come up here. And also Tom and Nikki and the whole crew here at the Brunswick, if we could give them a round of applause for hosting us year after year at this road show.
And I did something I'm not proud of last night. I was talking to a listener Worm, and I just walked away mid-story. I couldn't.
What was it?
He just was like, oh, you're walking. I was like, yeah, Worm, I love you.
What was the story about?
It started about Courtney in the car and something about a photo, and then turned into something else. And I was just,
He was like, I'm going to say something tomorrow on air. I said, all right.
Okay, Worm, where's Worm at?
Right there.
Oh, there he is.
So I'm sorry, but you got to get to the point.
Good news, based on his performance last week, is that it is plastic cups here at the Brunswick, so you won't break anything.
He also told me that he has a $70,000 truck, so he was sleeping in a nice place, even though it was in his car.
All right, good.
Before the Newport show.
Nothing better than sleeping in the car. I've done that before.
Amen.
Please welcome to the largest patio on the beach here in Old Orchard Beach, our bland manager, Ken Laird.
Woo-hoo! Thank you, Greg.
Ken, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Enjoyed yourself last night, it seemed.
I did. I had a beer and a half.
Just a beer and a half? That was it? Any food last night?
I didn't. Nope. Didn't partake of food.
All right.
Those fried pickles were unreal.
You like the fried pickles?
Yeah.
The frickles?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were good last night.
Ken and I are in adjacent rooms next to each other.
No. Courtney's telling me I have something on my nose.
Yeah, you had like a black...
A booger?
Like, no, it was a black... It was like a black dot on your nose. I was just trying to help.
All right. I appreciate it. Okay. So we are going to play Truth or Fraudulent here, a little game we play with Wiggy. And this is the main edition. So you have to answer... when it comes to the fact that I will share whether it is truth or whether it is fraudulent. And our first contestant this morning, what is your name?
My name's Chad.
Where are you from, Chad?
I live right in Gardner, Maine.
All right.
I'm a Maina.
How far away? You're a Maina.
Yes.
How far away is that?
It's about an hour north of here.
Okay. And what do you do?
I work for Goodwill, actually. So I help individuals with disabilities get into jobs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, good for job. You. All right.
That's why Ken hired me.
We will get Wiggy's. We're going to get Wiggy's answers first on these questions because we don't want him to get any hints from you. All right, Wiggy, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. American towns began naming their most prominent street Main Street in the 1700s to honor this state. Is that truth or is that fraudulent?
That's fraudulent.
I'm going to go with Wiggy on this one.
It's fraudulent?
Yeah.
All right, it is fraudulent.
All right.
Cooking.
All right, you go into you advance to the winner round. You could end up with a City Connect trucker hat. Up next, your name, sir?
Sean.
Sean, where are you from?
I am from Gorham, Maine.
Gorham.
Love Sean.
Okay. All right, Gorham, Maine. Here we go, Wiggy and Sean. The fictional town of Derry, Maine is the location for the Stephen King novel, which is called Men in Clown Masks Driving White Vans Kidnapping Kids. Truth or fraudulent?
Yeah, it's a little bit of truth there, but that's fraudulent.
That is fraudulent?
I'll go with fraudulent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What novel is the fictional town Derry, Maine the location of?
It.
It.
That's right.
It is right.
Pennywise.
All right.
About that scary clown.
Yes. They're coming up with the series. Welcome to Derry.
You must be terrified of clowns. Like,
yeah.
Can you watch It or no?
I have watched It. I am scared of clowns. Mm-hmm. And then when Wiggy proved correct once again that the clowns in the vans were a real thing, that only...
They were kidnapping kids in the 80s. I remember that. My mother said, be careful out there.
Jack, okay. Can we get an insane clown posse rejoin?
All right.
Not many that we can play on the public airwaves. Hello. What is your name?
Kathy,
woo! Kathy, yeah, round of applause for Kathy. Where are you from, Kathy?
Scarborough. 10 minutes.
Right, yeah, 10 minutes away. All right, you got to keep that microphone right up in front of your mouth. All right, Wiggy, are you ready?
I am ready. I'm a Mainer.
Maine was not one of the original 13 colonies. Truth or fraudulent?
That is true.
Okay, that is true.
I agree.
Yes, that is true.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe you got that.
I went to Bridgeton Academy, which is up in Maine.
You know nothing about history.
No, but I know about Maine.
Okay.
We were part of Massachusetts.
You got to speak into the microphone.
We were a part of Massachusetts.
Yes, Maine was a part of Massachusetts.
Oh.
We would gladly take you back.
Yeah.
All right, great job.
All right,
who is up next this morning? What's your name?
Brian.
Brian, where do you come from?
I live in South Portland.
Okay. Awesome food city, Portland.
Yeah,
Curtis,
best.
I don't
the
know
best.
If you know that.
Nothing better.
Yeah, nothing better than that. Wiggy?
Yep.
The giant testicled right whale is the mascot for the athletic teams at the University of Maine.
That is...
Truth or fraudulent?
That is fraudulent because I am very, very... I'm an expert on their mascot.
Okay, what do you say?
I will also have to say that is fraudulent.
Fraudulent? What is the who is the mascot for?
It is the black bear.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like a you're like a Mainer.
I told you I'm a Mainer.
Yeah. All right. Who is up next? Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Josh.
Josh. And where do you come from, Josh?
Unfortunately, not from Maine.
Oh, where are you from?
Raymond, New Hampshire. I'm Maine adjacent. It's the same thing.
He's in trouble. He is in trouble.
We appreciate you driving over from New Hampshire.
Well, he's not going to be able to beat me on this one because I'm a Mainer.
Yes, you are.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, you are. The donut hole, or munchkin, as we call it in Massholia, was invented by a Maine sea captain in 1847. Truth or fraudulent?
That is fraudulent.
That is fraudulent.
I agree, fraudulent.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
See, I tricked him on that one. I see how quick I said that. Yeah. I knew it was true. I think it was Jimmy Donut, right?
Believe it or not, the donut hole was invented in 1847 by Captain Hanson Gregory.
Smart by him, though.
Yeah.
Is that why your mom chose Gregory?
All right. Hello, sir.
Morning.
What is your name?
My name's Matt.
All right, Matt, where do you come from?
I'm from Falmouth.
All right, Falmouth, Maine. Yep. All right, and what do you do?
I go to school at USM, but finishing up there.
Awesome.
Be done in December, yeah.
All right. Congratulations.
What did you major in?
Majored in communications and a minor in risk management and insurance.
All right, so you would someday you would dream of being a brand manager like Ken Laird.
Maybe. Perhaps. I mean, I've got the hat, too, yeah, so yes, you never know.
You already have better personality.
Wiggy, in 2005, Wiggy, mm-hmm. Mountain Dew was named the official beverage of Maine by Governor John Baldacci. Truth or fraudulent?
That is true.
That is true?
Yep.
I'm going to say fraudulent.
You are correct.
Oh, yes.
Anybody, I'm sure all the Mainers know. What is the
Moxie.
Official? What?
It's Moxie.
Moxie.
Oh.
Yeah, Moxie, which is
they still make that?
Horrible.
I know. My grandmother
still,
always
they still
have
make it.
It?
What is yeah. Moxie?
Moxie.
Is
a, we should
is
have
soda.
Somebody. You want to try one?
Yeah, we'll have somebody. Had a Moxie.
Johnny.
Well, so Johnny Egan. We'll send Johnny Moxie. Egan out to get you a Moxie.
I never even heard of Moxie.
You haven't?
No.
It's
is that like an Aussie cola?
It's like it's been a soda for how long has it been? It's been years, right? Like a it's like but it's not good.
Right.
No.
No, I never I don't know how, I haven't heard of it.
And people love it.
Right. My grandmother, not from Maine, but she always used to have a fridge full of it. I always be like, "Nan, could I have a Coke?" And she'd give me a Moxie.
Give me a Moxie. Like, no, right. Disgusting. Do you know what the number one selling this is in an adjacent question? The number one selling liquor in Maine is.
Coffee's Allen Brandy.
Allen's Coffee Brandy. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Right. Yeah, you named it.
I would have never got that one.
That should have been my question.
Yeah. All right. microphone right up there. What's your name, sir?
My name is Jeff, and this is my son, Lucas.
Hi,
oh,
guys.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
All right.
Hi.
The Whoopie Pie, created here in Maine in the 1920s. By the Berwick Cake Company, was named for the orgasmic feeling similar to that of beach sex that one experiences when biting into it. Truth or fraudulent?
That's definitely true.
That is true?
Yeah, whoopee.
Whoopee?
That's where the slang
making,
word whoopee comes from.
Making whoopee? Right.
Yes.
That's where that, that's where, that's
you bite
where,
into that yeah. whoopee pie.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say that's fraudulent.
It is fraudulent.
Okay.
That's fake news.
It was
like Trump would say. God, have you ever bitten into a nice whoopie pie?
Okay.
Did you really choose the sexual question for the son?
Oh, I mean, they come up.
Poor
as they come
Lucas.
Up.
He's old enough now. He knows about the birds.
It's like, great. I need to hear my dad talk about sex.
How did he get here?
Does he think the stork delivered him?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, that's what Coco believes from the Coxes, from Mama and Daddy.
Yeah.
Whoopie Pie was named for the noise that kids would make when they found it in their lunchbox.
Oh.
Yes. All right, last question here. You speak right up.
Yes, sir. Doug.
Doug.
Danvers by way of Eastie.
There you go.
Hi, Doug.
Doug, thanks for making the trip up. We appreciate that.
Can I say Doug and, Debbie
yeah.
are the OGs, like the nicest, kindest people. They've been to every event.
Yeah.
Sweethearts, the
yeah.
best. So.
We love them.
They know how to love Boeva, too.
Yeah.
All right. The alternate colored hot dogs that one can enjoy here in Vacation Land are called... Red snappers.
Okay.
Truth or fraudulent?
That is fraudulent.
That's fraudulent?
Yeah.
Doug?
I'm going to have to go with the truth.
You haven't lived until you've tried a red snapper.
A red snapper?
Really?
You're getting crushed.
I am getting crushed.
So it's really a red hot dog?
Yeah. You haven't tried one of those either?
I've never even seen
Can
a red.
Can we get, where's Johnny Egan or Blackie? We need a red, we need a Moxie and a red snapper for Wiggy.
I've never even seen a red hot dog.
Can we get a red snapper over here, stat?
Blackie's still in your outdoor shower.
I've never even seen a red hot dog.
Start rumors, why don't you?
Well, he was loving that.
Have you seen a red hot dog?
No, I've never
You haven't seen one?
I don't like hot dogs, though. So.
All right, before the end of the show, what do we have, till 10?
Yeah.
We need a red snapper and a Moxie. For both of you.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, you've already, no Moxie for you.
I mean, I'd rather do the Moxie than the hot dog.
All right.
And is a regular, like, pork, like a regular hot dog?
You'll find out when you finish it.
You at Bernie's, and I will see you at the Nazwa.
Ah.
Ooh.
All right.
Great.
July 3rd is my birthday. Keep that in mind.
Oh, right. Happy birthday.
And I will be staying at the Nazwa.
Okay. All
Ken
right.
said he's going to get you dinner. All so right. get the...
Well, you know, I'll take something on the 3rd, maybe a seat.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, a seat up.
Oh.
Ken, can you explain what's going on with the dive?
We are visiting the dive next week. There are a lot of logistics to work out, but we probably will do a web
ticketed contest for 50 seats on the boat.
Okay, because everybody wants to be on the dive.
Right.
I mean, there are...
Doug is trying to bribe me to get on the boat.
Don't accept any bribes. That doesn't... That
it's his birthday, though.
That did not work for Elon Musk.
No.
We think that we'll do a contest to win your way onto the dive because we can only have 75 total people or whatever on the dive.
I believe that's true.
On the boat, on the floating bar in Winnipesaukee on July 3rd. Okay.
Also, speaking of birthdays, we met a great couple, you and I, last night. Diane, I don't know if they're here this morning, but it's Diane's birthday today.
All right.
So, happy birthday, Diane. Okay. I know that they were coming in today to celebrate her birthday.
Awesome. I can't believe I forgot about this. I talked to your doctor for like an hour last night.
Oh yeah. Dr. Diana was there last night.
The info I got.
What?
No, I didn't get anything, but it was a lovely talk.
Bad news? Is there something she's afraid to tell me?
She said you should work on your contract with Ken because the days are numbered.
Oh, boy.
I was like,
oh,
okay. That's rough to hear.
All right. It's Friday. We are at the Brunswick here in Old Orchard Beach, and it is roadshow number 4. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It next, a quick back and forth on everything that they said yesterday in sports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they would like to honor those who built this incredible city, and that is the city of Boston. So whether they drive or construct or just care for others, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. And there's great prizes. Baseball tickets, $1,000, get to be on a billboard, all that stuff. Jackson, where should we begin this morning when it comes to what they said yesterday?
Well, we are pairing up with Wiggy's lead. We'll hear from Adam Silver about the NBA ratings.
I like the fact that people are talking about us. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. It is, seems a little unusual how much discussion there is around ratings in this league. I'm, again, as I said, I'm a fan of all sports, and I follow lots of media, and it seems like there's a lot more chatter. And even for me, it's just sort of just walking on the street and fans coming up to me that often, and it frustrates me, that the first thing they say is, how are the ratings, or what are the ratings going to be?
Is that really the first thing they say to him?
I would say Major League Baseball is the biggest when it comes to ratings. Why are the ratings down? I think this year was an anomaly, and then Adam Silver fixed it by getting Luka to the Lakers. So good job.
I mean, it's the game is – some find the game, mm-hmm. the current NBA game, to be somewhat boring.
Yeah.
And, you know –
too many threes.
Too many threes, no defense. Mm-hmm.
The flopping.
The flopping. I mean, so I don't know.
I think it's kind of like, you know, the game has evolved and it's changed and – but you could probably say in most sports other than football, like professional sports and college football, you know, the ratings are different. They're down because of whatever it is, like in baseball. But I thought I just saw an article in baseball that maybe said the ratings might have been up a little bit.
Ratings are up by a 7-year high in Major League Baseball, but that doesn't get covered because it's not bad.
Yeah, and then, you know, hockey, I mean what – the NBA Finals is going to do a better rating than the NHL Finals.
But maybe not. Like, I mean, I think the Pacers winning that game last night mm-hmm. will stir some interest.
Yeah.
Aren't you more interested? Because you were calling for a gentleman's
right,
sweep.
So now, yeah, that's why I said, for the non-diehard basketball fan, they might tune in and go, wait a second, you know, that game one was pretty exciting. It went down to the wire, so I'll kind of tune into that because I think most people thought that OKC was going to blow doors and sweep them. So, yeah.
I also think it's rare to have this kind of an upset in the NBA Finals where in the NBA it's almost always chalk, and you have the Pacers who are, what, 7-1 underdogs entering the series, so maybe that'll get interesting.
I was saying to Wiggy, I hope that the guy who was Shime's lead yesterday cashed out last night.
Oh, good point.
That's the first person I thought of.
Yeah, yeah.
But he probably didn't. If he probably was kind of waiting around to see. Now he's. I think you just got to ride it on out now.
Yeah. What's next, Jackson?
Well, sticking with the NBA, Shaq talked about Jason Tatum, and he does not think that he's Hall of Fame worthy.
An interesting point because his resume is already Hall of Fame.
What?
Shaq, look who we're putting in the Hall of Fame, brother.
He's a Hall of Famer.
When you have a championship, when you have 5 All-Stars, when you have 3 All-NBA first teams, when you have a gold medal, like Shaq, where we're at, he's already pretty much there.
You ever see that movie Ocean's 13? I'm going to break in the Hall of Fame and take all my just throwing people in there now.
Jeez.
Yeah, but I think if you listen to the whole thing Shaq was saying, that, and I think it's in all sports, we see it in football, and I think you see it in basketball. Like, Tatum's still too young, but when you think of Hall of Famer, you shouldn't have to think about a guy. He is or he isn't. Like, and I think that's what Shaq's saying, because he brought up, like, Isaiah Thomas. He brought up, you know, obviously himself and some other guys that you went, okay, though, like LeBron James, Hall of Famer. Steph Curry, Hall of Famer. KD, Hall of Famer.
How many players in NBA history have been all NBA first team 3 or more years and aren't in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, he'll be a Hall of Famer.
But, like, that would be 0, right?
Yeah,
if you're an all NBA player first team
3 years in a row,
you are. I mean, look at the people, and it's not even the NBA Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So, what a weird. Like, I don't get it.
Because he was so hell-bent on saying there's 2 Hall of Fames. There's the MFing Hall of Fame for the MFers, which are the dogs. And then now they, you know, because they're having the conversation about Tatum having a Hall of Fame resume right now, which he does because of, like, what you just said, Curtis. But Shaq thinks, you know, Shaq was like, well, give him some time before you anoint him that.
I just think in general, whether it's Shaq or an awful lot of those that play in the NBA, they, for whatever the reason, don't necessarily respect Jason Tatum. I think it's been because of the team that he's had around him, I think.
Well, I think he would do the same thing if the guy asked him about Luka Doncic. He would probably say the same thing. I think it's when you look at Shaq, and I love watching Inside the NBA, like, Shaq and those guys. Shaq is very, what's the right word? haterish when it comes to the younger players, like the current players now. And you kind of see it. And, you know, it's hard to say anything against Shaq because he dominated when he played. But so he kind of has a little bit of that, you know, we talked to Kevin Millar, that old school mentality type of thought process. So I kind of get what he's saying in that respect. But Tatum's already got a Hall of Fame resume.
All right, what's next, Jackson?
Sticking with the NBA, there was leaked reports that Doris Burke is going to be demoted, and Rick Carlisle commented on it before the game yesterday.
I saw the things that were leaked yesterday about Doris Burke, and I just want to say a couple of things. She has changed the game for women in broadcasting. I have a daughter who just turned 21, who's in her second year at UVA. She's not in the basketball industry. But Doris is a great example of courage and putting herself out there. It was just so sad to see these reports leaked.
I don't get the Doris Burke thing.
Like, no, I don't either.
Get fired all the time.
Right. She's had a long career. Am I correct?
I don't particularly enjoy it, but I also hate a lot of male broadcasters. Maybe it's me.
I think for women, she made her mark when it was still hard or harder for women to get into the world of sports.
I think Jackie McMullen is a great writer.
Jackie McMullen.
Someone
as well.
I sought out.
But just because that happened doesn't mean she gets a job for life.
No, of course not. Nope.
Why are they ratings bad for her? Because didn't they go from Stan Van Gundy and Mark Jackson to this new team that she's part of?
I just think people don't love that the chemistry on that team.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like they necessarily like each other when you listen to them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'll be okay.
You think so?
Yeah, but I think basketball will move forward. Doris Burke or not.
The sport will go on.
Yep.
Good. All right. That is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We are at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach, and it is roadshow number 4. We are going to get to the weekly wrap-up from Acrobatics at 8:45 this morning.
Oof, painful.
Did you listen to it already?
No, I haven't listened to it yet.
Okay.
Sometimes I like to listen, but then sometimes I just want to be – you know, organic and just have it hit me.
When you say painful, not a good week, you mean?
Yeah, well, just for the teams in general, it's going to be like,
praying for a Coco mention.
hopefully you'll get one. And you can not only listen to this show, but you can watch it every day on YouTube and on Twitch. And our show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. And you can find them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Whether you're looking for a diamond or just something special, or with Father's Day right around the corner next weekend, you want to give Dad the gift of time, you will find an incredible timepiece at Springer's. Go to springersjewelers.com. And we will be right back with Courtney and today's news next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.